Thank you. Thank you for your generosity. Those of you who were here at the last service that we had in this sanctuary back on June the 8th will remember that it was in many ways a very joyous time. We celebrated our flower communion. We thanked the teachers for another year that they had given of their time and energy and efforts for our religious education program. But there was also something of a sobering note towards the end of it as we remembered and sent our thoughts, prayers, best wishes to the LaRue family, particularly Andrea LaRue, as she was had pending brain surgery for a tumor. The outcome of that, we're very happy to say, was a very good one. And I think Gary LaRue is here to speak from the family for a few moments.
Thank you. I speak to you with two hats this morning. One is a very appreciative member of this community for all the love and support that each of you have provided to our family as we face some very sudden and troubling times, which I'm very happy to say everything has gone probably as well as anyone could have hoped. The other hat I wear is as your now retired president, who had wanted to make a few remarks on that last Sunday, and unfortunately I found myself in the hospital that Sunday. And then I thought, well, I'll make my remarks at the annual meeting. And then the annual meeting, there was another surgery. And so what I can say is, if you've ever groused, as I will confess I have, to long, boring annual meetings, it sure beats being in a hospital intensive care unit, I'll say that. From the role of president, I wanted to say it's really been a privilege to serve this congregation for the past 3 years. There's a certain element, obviously, as we sit in this historic building, but I certainly felt it even more when I became president, of one in a line of stewards of the church and in a building that's been here for 180 years. And if that sense of stewardship was something that really lived with me through the 3 years that I served as president. I think it was also an important time in the life of this church, and I'm happy to say that I think we made some strong strides. You've already heard a reference to from John, our weaning ourselves from our endowment. That was a very critical issue when John retired as president and I came on as new president. We had some financial issues to address, and I think through some wonderful pledge drives and stewardship, financial stewardship on the part of our treasurer, the executive board, and each of you, we're in far better position today than we were 3, 4, 5 years ago. So that's something that I leave with a sense of accomplishment with. The other aspect, and this is maybe a bit more mundane, but I think it's nonetheless very strategic for the congregation, is our change in governance model, which allows the executive board to really focus on the strategic view of where we should be as a congregation in terms of how do we best serve each of you inside these walls and how do we serve the larger community outside. And we made some changes in structure, creating an executive team that our minister Steve Eddington chairs, and we've now been through a couple years of actually working with that model. And I think it's working well. Certainly some fine-tuning will continue to occur. But overall, I think we've set ourselves up with a governance model going forward. So I leave with certainly a sense of accomplishment and absolutely no doubt that the church is in good hands with Lori Goodman, our new president, and Ellen Fisher, our new vice president. And the only thing I think I'm going to miss the most is the opportunity to stand here on Sunday mornings and see your smiling and expectant faces, because that's been certainly a joy during my time here. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary, and just to add a personal word to that, it certainly was my pleasure to serve with you as our president over those past 3 years. You did a very outstanding job. I look forward to working with Laurie in the years ahead. Before we do our water sharing, we have a responsive reading to kind of call us together. Chris Parker will lead us in that. We are number 729.